You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's Tom and Sandy's 805. Now, back to Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We are Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out TomandSandy805.com. Are you hungry?
The Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you by Mogul. Mogul's Dining Rewards and Loyalty Program helps consumers earn 10% cash back while dining at some of their favorite locations. Mogul is also helping put a dent in the fight against hunger. Through their partnership with Ventura County Credit Union, Mogul is making an impact right here in Ventura County by donating one meal to FoodShare every time a member spends $20 or more at those very same restaurants. Don't miss out on this fun and rewarding opportunity where Mogul encourages you to eat out, cash in, do good. Sign up today at vccu.mogul.com and use referral code FoodShare. That's vccu.mogl.com and use referral code FoodShare. With over 102,000 hungry Ventura County residents in need, every dollar spent and every meal donated can make a difference.
Stop laughing, Tom.
I'm not laughing. I thought it was God from above.
Okay, well, it was. It was Jason. It was He's Jason. Not here. And so, yeah.
And he dropped that little prize on us. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Fantastic.
I was actually supposed to read something, but you wanted to hear God, so.
I love that thing. And now, Jason, with
the report.
We've got a
wonderful guest
here. We do, and we're going to talk about one of our very favorite subjects and something that we're passionate about, and that is FoodShare.
Right.
And we have the one and only Bonnie, of course, in here from FoodShare. And we're going to find out, okay, here we've entered a new, good morning, by the way, Bonnie.
Good morning.
And we're entering a new year, 2014, where we can all make a difference this year. If we didn't make a difference last year, we can make a difference
right
this year, okay? We can start it, okay. Now, what are we looking at with FoodShare this year as far as what are some of the ways people can get involved and where is FoodShare going in this year? What do you see in our future here?
Well, your listeners are always so good about checking in with us and seeing what's happening. So I really appreciate you saying, come on in for the new year, see what's happening, make sure that we can share. So here's my point of excitement. You know, lots of people do resolutions. I'm all about you do intentions. Think about something that you want to add to the universe. What can you do, right, for yourself, people right you love, and beyond that bigger circle? And FoodShare really, I think, is a great place. If you're wanting to do that in your new year, that part of your thing is a personal or professional development, and a lot of people put this down as a to-do in their new year.
Right.
They're like, I'm going to get up, I'm going to work out, I'm going to eat healthy, and I'm going to make a difference in the world. It's hard to do all of them, granted, and if you can, even a little bit is a great thing, but the I want to make the world a better place, I want my kids to see that I'm modeling the give and that there is a pay it forward and a good karma element, FoodShare totally runs on that vibe
right
and that energy because 90% of our payroll that helps 75,000 people eat each month work for a hug and a thank you and we love you, right? So you start from this place of, I always say, I have the best job in the world because I get to see the best in people every single day. Make sure that 75,000 people each month, even though we have 102,000 that need our help, are going to have access to food. This year is the year of self-sufficiency, the conversation of connecting the dots. It's not enough to hand somebody a bag of food.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we hand them that bag of food, Tom, what do they always say?
Well, they say thank you, but next month they need
But they
more
need another bag.
Right.
And you know what they say besides the thank you? Do you know anybody that's hiring?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know where I can go and help? They also want to not be in that line. So if you were to ask the question, because 90% of those that we serve work, they're underemployed, they're not quite making the ends meet. And
right
so that's why they come to a pantry partner of ours. But they're asking us, help us not have to be here anymore. What's it going to take? I'll do it.
Yeah. Right.
And on the flip side, your shareholders, the ones that give us the food and their time and their money, say, gosh, we love the work that FoodShare and its partners does, but when is it going to get better? So they're asking the same thing.
Right.
So while we're feeding the line, providing access to food, we're also shortening the line, that self-sufficiency story. So how about, and this is a story I paint, when we go out with our rig and it's full of produce, we have a commercial trailer that comes with us that opens up, and it's a full commercial working kitchen. So now we can prepare meals. Mm-hmm. We can show folks how to plan meals. So instead of going to use your dollars to go buy ready prepared, which is very expensive, you mm-hmm. could go to the market. You could stretch your dollars. Here's what it tastes like. Here's how you do
right.
it. Because from the basic bare bones, again, this is back to shortening the line. We forget that some folks may not even know how to do that. They've maybe never meal planned. They have no idea how to do these things.
Huh.
I mean, so think
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, no, I am.
Right?
I'm thinking about that.
I always tell this story. We had a gal from Emancipated Foster Care Youth, which is a place near and dear to my heart. We all work together with the United Way Leadership Council, get this young gal in, give her money. She goes into the grocery store. Here's this new, on her own, young woman. Mm-hmm. She's calls 10 minutes later crying, I don't know how to grocery shop. She didn't even know where to begin. So now she has the means, but doesn't know how to get there. And that's that self-sufficiency
yeah.
story.
Right.
So this is really coming from the mouths and the hearts of those that we're serving, saying, help us not have to be here.
Right.
And so we are working so hard with all the community, nonprofits, government, public, corporations, to help connect those dots so that they can be self-sufficient.
So now instead of just providing them food or whatever, it uh-huh. becomes more of an education and a training.
Absolutely. So while we're distributing food and preparing meals, we have our partners out there.
Okay.
And they may be doing health or wellness or housing or transportation or employment connections, any of those things. So it's this mobile community center, so to speak,
yeah.
going right into these neighborhoods and saying, what would it take to not have you be here today? What does that look like? And it's a complex answer. It's not something that's going to happen overnight.
Sure.
No.
But what you have is a county full of businesses and public entities, everything from the schools to the county to, of course, your nonprofit partners that are delivering the service, and all of those donors who say, this totally makes sense. Not only do we have to make sure the basic needs are there,
mm-hmm.
but we want to help them not have to be here anymore. So what would that take?
Wow. Yeah, I'm just
I know
I'm
that's
sitting
so
here
powerful
well, I'm
when
sitting
she
here
says
listening
it.
To all this, right? And you wonder when you look at an organization like this and you think how much good it does. And then you think now they're taking another step to even make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love that. I want to know how people get involved. Okay. For me, it's getting involved is very simple. I mean, you can put a can out a week, 10 cans out a week, 50 cans out a week. You can donate money.
Donate.
You can donate an hour here, an hour there, whatever it is. But if all of us just did something, I mean anything, it would make it all so much better.
Right.
Okay, it would make it so much easier for all the volunteers there at Food Share that do it for a hug and a kiss, you know, I mean, basically, and say, yeah, I had a great day today. I feel good today.
So if there is a listener out there that says, you know what, that's one of my yeah. New Year resolutions.
Right.
I want to make the world better. I want to get involved. What do they do, Bonnie? What's the first step?
Start with giving us a call at our office. And I am having a lot of these conversations. I almost feel like I'm on this tour for 2014,
yeah.
literally, from Rotary clubs to the schools to businesses. We're having this conversation, and there is such a desire to have this conversation. When you have a third of America living in poverty, it is our civil rights issue of our generation, of this decade.
Right, it is.
And so
right.
if a third of the people can't make the ends meet, that has such a ripple effect on every single thing we do in our community. And we always say the community is only as strong and viable as the least vulnerable person in your community, right? That's
mm-hmm.
that's your measure of that. So how do you lift everybody up? They want to lift themselves. You don't need to do things for them. You need to connect. You need to put pathways together. So for someone wanting to help, come on over, send an email, and just say, hey, I really want to know more about this. I'll give you a perfect example. Temp agency, good friend of mine for years. She couldn't figure out how she could connect in with Food Share. Now she's going to come out and she's going to help people. Do you know how to interview? Do you know how to fill out an application properly?
Great. Wow, that's great.
Really meeting people where mm-hmm. they are. That could make the difference between someone getting a job and not.
Sure.
Being in line for food or not.
So if you have a talent out there, that's a good point. Because if you have a talent out there, you're a good instructor and you feel that you can make a difference in somebody's life, reach out.
Right.
Definitely.
Health and wellness, big thing. We have a lot of folks that know nutrition education. We have this awesome Train the Trainer program. Volunteers come in, and you don't have to be a registered dietitian or nutritionist. You can take the courses, become certified in this work, and then you can go out there and help us do the cooking and the nutrition education. And so there's so many different ways to help. We need people to sort those cans, right, Tom?
It's totally
important. We need those trees in people's backyards to glean and pick, because that's real food right now that goes out. But there's all these other ways that you can make a difference.
Right.
The one thing I want to take away here is not to be intimidated. In other words, a lot of people want to get involved, but they're afraid, kind of like, well, if I say I want to get involved, they're going to grab onto me and they're going to, I'm going to do too much. In other words, I don't have that much time. So I want to reach out to everybody and say, that's not the way it is. If you say going in, I've got an hour that I can give every single
week. They'll take an hour.
They'll take an hour. They won't ask you for five. They'll take the hour. I've got five cans of food I can donate. When you walk up with five cans of food, they're not going to say, why didn't you bring 10? That's not what it is, okay? So don't be intimidated. Just reach out and help and be a part of Tom and Sandy right here with Food Share. Join us and get out there and let's make a difference. 2014, let's make a difference.
And you do, you know, so I think about your fan base, your stakeholder group. We've got the Ventura County Wine Trail coming up.
Right.
You get a few hundred people. It always sells out. Every single one of those folks that you talk with and you thank for coming are all making a difference for hungry families and individuals by attending the event.
Yes.
And so if your listeners just follow and come out with you and join you for events, they're going to be helping feed hungry people too. So there's so many different ways. Again, that makes a difference.
Yeah. In fact, we'll talk about that because our hour's almost up here, but we're going to talk about the event coming up. All of a sudden, my mind went blank there. The Wine and Food Challenge, which is helping Food Share. Okay, and we're going to talk about that at the beginning of the next hour because there's still some tickets available. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And you want to go to this.
You want to make a difference and have fun at the same time.
Oh, my God. What an easy way to do it. Yeah. I mean, go and there's 13 wineries, 13 restaurants, Wine and Food Challenge. Tom and Sandy will be there. We're hosting. It's going to be a ball, but we'll talk about that in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Bonnie, like always, thank you so much for taking your time to come in here and be with us.
Thank you so much for sharing the love.
You sit in a room and she just kind of glows, doesn't it? Like she just... It's a feel good.
Right.
I love it. I love you. Thank you.
I love you. It's all about love.
Cool.
And this is what our community does best. And you two do it great.
Very good. What a great first hour. We went through. We had Sean in there. We had Farmer John. We had Bonnie in here. I'm looking forward to hour number two.
Me too.
I can't wait.
Let's go on a break.
Can we do that?
We'll be right back.
I'm going to flush.
No, I'm not.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.